It's also the anniversary of the birth of Anne Feeney, Cooper of Cheswick, Mike of Du Bois from Stephen, Sarah from Mom Jeanette and Dad Gavin, Kathy from husband Rob, Lucas from Isabel and Isadora, and Megan Eliza Wood's gotcha date is July 1st. And we wish her a happy gotcha date. Theo's birthday is today. Happy birthday, Theo. Theo, I might have skipped over your name accidentally. Happy birthday to you, Theo, from your family. I'm so glad that you are listening today. I'm glad you guess along with us. And we wish you a very happy birthday, Theo. Looking ahead to July 2nd, Anna Maria of Aspenwald from Mom and Dad, Isadora of Mount Lebanon for Mom, Dad, and Sister Isabel, Tommy of Dormont, Ben in Westview from Colin and family, Donna of Harmony from Nancy and Rebecca, from Jim and Carla, Jimmy, Sarah, Mara, Kate, and your extended family. On July 3rd, we have Samantha of Kingston, Caitlin of Dormont, Ivy of Indiana, David from your extended family, Jenny and Mars, Chelsea of Manesson, and Joanna of Brookline from Sally and Scott. Finally, on July 4th, Friday, Rick, Lee, and Trafford from Patty and family, Barb of Point Breeze, Alexandra of Shaler, Charlie from Jenny and family, Emily from Brian, James in Washington from Nellie, Jeff from Skip in Springdale, and Alexis of Greensburg. Right then.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
And if you include the birthday person's address, we will make sure that they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed representative of one of the hardest working United States government agencies we know of. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio .org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, I need someone. Help, when I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round. Won't you help me get my feet back on the ground? Won't you please, please help me?
than today. Never needed anybody's help in any way. But now those days are gone and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and opened up the door. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being around. Won't you help me get my feet back on the ground? Won't you please, please help me? Help me, help me, help me.
Robert Hale and his Eighth Wonder Band kicking off this hour of the Saturday Light Brigade. And I was just thinking about Theo again, who's having a birthday today. Happy birthday again to Theo, who's in Valencia, listening along with Jack and his dad. And in a moment, we are going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge as we play Guess Who together.
Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's SPACIAL audio.com.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time to play Guess Who. We are about to give you a pair of initials, and it's going to be up to you to guess who they belong to. These initials could belong to a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious, somebody living or no longer living. Maybe it's somebody from the world of sports, literature, somebody from history, science, politics, entertainment. No matter who it is, we think it's a name you have probably heard before. This week's initials, E, M, E, M. That's E as in Emsworth. M as in Monroeville. E-M. Let the guessing begin. You can guess as many times as you would like to, and I'll let you know how other people are guessing as you do guess. E-M are the initials. Do you think you know who REM might be?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
James gets us started with Eddie Munster, Edward Manet, Eugene McCarthy, Edie McClurry, Edward R. Murrow, Edward Munch, and here's one I don't know. Eva Mastro Matteo. It looks like Eva is a broadcaster. We're looking forward to hearing from you as we play Guess Who. Jim in Crafton Heights just guessed Edward R. Murrow. We'll give you a little music to think by. Here's Mike and Mars with a guess of Eddie Money was actually guessed by Martha and Bill listening in Sanson Heights. Mike and Mars has a guess that he's going to make me look up. It's Eva Mendez, who is an actress that I'm not familiar with. It's not Eva Mendez. 412-200-5975. As we play Guess Who, the initials E.M. Bobby Wollhauser Brothers with This Heart of Mine, and John Cowan is featured on that. We've had a few correct answers coming in, and you'll be pleased to know that Pudge and Lamartine got it, and it's been 2 weeks in a row that Pudge, Super Pudge, has gotten the correct answer. Well done, Pudge. We're still playing Guess Who, though, even though we have a few correct answers. Here's Gail from Stanton Heights with the correct answer. Ewan McGregor. And I need to check Edvard Munch, because you're the second person who's guessed a Norwegian painter. Anybody know who Mad Munz was? I don't think his first... I wonder if Mad Munz did have a first name of E. I'm going to look that up. Elon Musk, Eugene McCarthy, Eli Manning, Ed McMahon, Ellie McPherson, Elizabeth Montgomery, and Ethel Merman. Those are all great guesses, Gail. Gail did get the right one that I didn't mention. John and Carrick had Eddie Money, as well as Hey-O, Ed McMahon. Linda, half of the dynamic duo, has Elizabeth Montgomery. And that gets us back up to date. Patrick in Stanton Heights has Evo Morales, Elijah McCoy, Ed McMahon, and Eddie Munster. Ewan McGregor, the correct answer. And some we've already mentioned, Elizabeth Montgomery, Ellie McPherson. Mike and Mars has Baseball's Eddie Murray, not him. And then he has the correct answer. Gail in Stanton Heights has Ethel Merman. I had a chemistry professor once who came up with the fictitious chemical compound of ethyl merminate. Nick in West Mifflin has Earl Monroe. John in Carrick has Edna Millay. Addie has Eddie Munster by way of John in East Air. Oh, thank you, Gail. The things I need to know more about. Edvard Munch painted The Scream. That's his painting. McCall, the great folk singer and songwriter, guest by Mick in St. Clair, not him. But then Mick sent a second text immediately thereafter with the correct answer. Stuart in McCandless has Ethel Mertz from I Love Lucy. Okay, my guess that I wanted to put in there, Earl Muntz, better known as Madman Muntz, who got involved with consumer electronics, including coming up with a predecessor to the 8-track tape cartridge, and also coming up with circuitry for his various inventions that allowed them to be offered at very low costs. And Chad, I don't know if you've ever heard of Madman Muntz. He was really well known, what decade? He predates me. Probably in the 50s or 60s, they would call his technique, he would Muntz electronic devices to make them cheaper, frankly, more prone to not last very long. But he could offer them at incredibly low prices. So they called him Madman Muntz. Look what Madman Muntz has done. You can get this for that. If you remember Madman Muntz, why not give us a call and tell us what you remember about him. He had a car lot, but then he was really known for his Muntz TV that he started selling in 1947. He was a self-taught electrical engineer, and he figured out ways to reduce costs, and it was all through Muntzing his various inventions. In any event, it's not Madman Muntz. And Trish just got the correct answer. Well done, Trish. Greg in McKeesport also knew the answer that we were looking for. Elijah Moore, just guessed by Trish. Most people associate our answer with a different time of the day than Saturday morning. And a different decade than the one we're in now. Give you another moment to come up with the correct answer, and then we'll share it with you at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. The initials. Here's Susan, who has the correct answer. Well done, Susan. Let me identify the correct answers that have come in thus far. Greg in McKeesport has it. Also, a correct answer from Trish, Mick in St. Clair, Mike in Mars, Patrick, and Gail in Stanton Heights, Martha and Bill in Stanton Heights. And Pudge was the very first person to get it. Pudge and Lamartine. How about you? 412-200-5975. John in Economy Borough just got it. The Italian composer and orchestrator Ennio Morricone, perhaps, was guessed by Jim in Crafton Heights. Not him. The people we mentioned just now all were able to come up with Eddie Murphy. That's who we were looking for. Rose to fame on Saturday Night Live and ended up being in quite a few hit films. Eddie Murphy, today's Guess Who. Congratulations if you came up with Eddie Murphy. Mike and Mars said some people might take 48 hours to come up with the correct answer. What is the movie he was in with Steve Martin? Bowfinger. Bowfinger is a very funny movie. And I was a little late to Bowfinger. I wasn't thinking as I read the plot that I would enjoy it, and man, was it fun. Thank you. There are a lot of people playing on Facebook. Ed McMahon and Eddie Money, guessed by Ralph in the South Hills. Donald in Bethel Park has Elizabeth Montgomery, Edward R. Murrow, and Eddie Money. Margaret has Elizabeth Montgomery. And Anthony, you also get a charge for coming up with Eddie Murphy. And those are all the guesses that I see on Facebook. They will continue throughout the weekend. It's always amazing to me how people play Guess Who all weekend long. You can follow us on Facebook at SLB Radio.
I was walking in the woods with my dog James when this particular song came to me. I found myself singing the chorus of the Mexican hat dance with only the word potato in it. And I set myself this little challenge that I would do this in such a way as to cause the accent to fall at different times onto each of the three syllables of potato, and that it would have to end properly on toe as opposed to tay or po. And it was a long walk, and I now have an entire song about potatoes. They're red, they're white, they're brown. They get that way underground. There can't be much to do, so now they have blue ones too. We don't care what they look like, we'll eat them any way they can fit on our plate. Every way we can conjure to heat them, we're delighted and think they're just great. Potato, 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 potato. Sometimes we ditch the skin to eat what it's holding in. Sometimes we'd rather please have just the outside with cheese. They have eyes, but they do not have faces. I don't know if their feelings get hurt by just hanging around in dark places where they only can stare at the dirt. Potato, 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 potato. I guess the use is scant for other parts of the plant, but that which grows in view is eating potato too. I imagine them under their acres out in Idaho and up in Maine, maybe wondering if they'll be bakers or canisters or lockers or plain. Potato, 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 potato. Thank you very much.
She did it. Let's take another walk with the country gentleman. This one a little more serious.
Oh, John, oh, John, what did he say?
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
I'll meet you there at the break of day.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John. I won't be ready.
And some come a lame,
a walking in Jerusalem just like John.
Some come a walking into Jesus' name,
a walking in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready, Lord, walking in Jerusalem just like John.
Cross upon his shoulder,
a walking in Jerusalem just like John.
I'll meet you there at the first crossover,
a walking in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready, Lord, walking in Jerusalem just like John.
Just like John.
the country, gentlemen. That's from 1962. And Cheryl Wheeler before that, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Donovan Buck's weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Well, Ezekiel saw the wheel way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel it was on way in the middle of the air. The little wheel run by faith, the big wheel run by the grace of God. A wheel and a wheel it was on way in the middle of the air. Now some go to church to sing and shout way in the middle of the air. 6 months later and they all shouted out way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel, it was way in the middle of the air. By the grace of God, a wheel and a wheel is away in the middle of the year. Now let me tell you what a hypocrite do is away in the middle of the year. He will talk about me and he'll talk about you way in the middle of the year. Yeah, and Ezekiel saw way in the middle of the year. Ezekiel saw the wheel, it was away in the middle of the year. By the grace of God, a wheel and a wheel, it was way in the middle of the year. Not a one thing sure that you can't do way in the middle of the year. Hey, you can't serve God and say not to way in the middle of the year. And Ezekiel saw the wheel, hey, way in the middle of the year. Ezekiel saw the wheel, it was way in the middle of the year. Oh, little wheel run by faith.
Spider John Kerner at the Saturday Light Brigade. Do you recognize this song? Here it comes. That is the theme to Mannix, and it was written by Lalo Schifrin, and he passed away on June 26th at the age of 93. Born in Buenos, Argentina, he ended up creating soundtracks and theme songs for many well-known TV programs and movies, including Mission Impossible, Mannix, Cool Hand Luke, the Amityville Horror, the Dirty Harry series, and others. Did Kelly's Heroes. And quite a few TV programs. I mentioned many of them, but Medical Center and Starsky and Hutch and The Man from U.N.C.L.E. are three that I didn't. Lalo Schifrin. Between now and the top of the hour, we are going to try to identify all of the cats that we are suddenly surrounded by. I don't know if you happen to catch the fact that we're surrounded by cats all of a sudden. How it happened. We don't know. Jim just wrote, whenever I hear this song, I think of Mike Connors being chased by a black sedan up a parking lot ramp. Nothing good ever happens in a parking garage or parking lot on a TV program that we're aware of, at least. So we are surrounded by cats. Every puzzle we have for you in the next segment is a word that begins with C-A-T. We'll see if we can find a cat meowing. Boy, that cat's going to purr for a long, long time. So we'll give you some clues, and the job for you is to see if you can come up with the word or phrase that starts with C-A-T that answers the puzzle. Do I need to give you an example? If I gave you... I could give you baseball position. Baseball position. The answer would be catcher. Catcher. So the baseball position, that answer would be catcher. Now, let's give you one that is a little bit harder. The clue is speed up. Speed up. And here's another. The clue is sort. Sort. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Again, the clues are speed up. And the second word is sort. Each answer must begin with C-A-T. Just figured out that categorize is the answer to sort. Categorize. Well done. And Jim also came up with that answer. We are still looking now for the answer to speed up. Speed up. The word starts with C-A-T, one of the cats hanging around with us. Alan just sent us the clue, disaster. Disaster. And I'm just making a note of that so I don't forget to give you the answer. Frederick is in Maine, Ricky. Ricky has told me that. Good morning, Frederick.
Yeah, good morning, Larry. Nice to be with you this morning on a dreary, chilly, rainy summer's day.
What part of Maine are you in?
I'm about an hour up the coast from Portland. Now, up the coast actually means going not up the coast, but east. I mean, not up as in north, but up as in maybe, is it east, northeast, or north?
I think it would be northeast, sort of in the direction of Nova Scotia.
Yes, we're going toward New Scotland, we used to say, but then they call it New Scotland now.
Well, I've been to Portland, and I loved Portland at the time I spent there, and I did not get much further north than that. So it's dreary and kind of wet and cold.
I said to my wifey type that it may be an opportunity to light the pellet stove.
Ah.
And our 1853 colonial, only because we're only a week into summer.
That's amazing.
yes.
How long have you lived in Maine?
I came up from the East End area, my beloved Point Breeze area, in initially in 1986, when I think at that time you were probably only on the air for about a decade. Did you begin in the late 70s?
Yes. So we started in 1978. So, yes, we only would have been on for about a decade. In Maine, do they still call you the new people?
Well, we are never Mainers. There's a very clear distinction. One could see that I'm not a Mainer. And then when they hear me, they hear that I'm not a Mainer.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah.
So
you know?
I could.
A guy, right. A guy in tied, in laced Birkenstocks, in all cotton, is more than evidently not a Mainer.
Well,
and I have to tell you what happened with us. This wasn't only because it's my 70th birthday month, but Wait, Don't Tell Me made an appearance here.
Hmm.
And also Antiques Roadshow.
Wow.
Now, and the wifey type and I had the opportunity to attend both live. Well, one was filming on the TV show, Antiques Roadshow, and the other, just recorded for their broadcast on radio.
Now, they didn't try to roll you out to be evaluated on the Antiques Roadshow as part of your 70th birthday. Okay, that would be...
No, that is so much. You just said that, and you don't know what we said in front of the camera.
No.
But somehow you do know that. You did.
Well, I can tell you have a good sense of humor. What did you say? Or are you is it embargoed until it airs?
So we went to the local T-shirt shop, and just in time for our debut, the ink was dried on the T-shirts, and we were both attired, if you can picture this, in nice royal blue, three-quarter sleeve with a royal blue band around our circular, not a V-neck, but a circle collar. And my shirt had my birth date on it. And it said in big blue letters underneath the birth date, just turned 70. I'm her antique. And her shirt said, and this is all it needed to say, he's my antique. When you folks back home, now you know, maybe some of your listenership who has already attended one of these grand performances knows that they do three television programs per every visit. So they were there for about 12 hours filming, and they're going to show these three episodes. And I don't know if they'll do them all together. I think they will in January.
So we're going to be able to watch for you.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty exciting. And Wait was fun, too.
They had a local gal. Now, I'm not much into modern theater, modern moviedom, but a woman named Anna Kendrick came back to Portland, and she assumed center stage. And Anna Kendrick has done some films of quite an esteemed repute.
Yes, her name's familiar to me.
And she had quite a banter with a woman named Paula Poundstone.
Paula's quite funny. Yeah.
Yeah, she's very funny. So the two of them, so we're still... I'm having to keep my feet on the ground at this old age of 70 now, having had such an illustrious month of celebration already.
What day is your birthday?
June 15th.
Okay, so you're, right, yeah, you get the whole month. You were born smack dab in the middle of June, so you get to celebrate all of it. Why not? And here, I'd like to be part of the trifecta. You're being on the, you know, I know it. It's not quite the same as an NPR program or a PBS program, but still, we're on FM stations in, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 states, so we'll count that.
That's pretty amazing. Now, how did you get to suburban Phoenix, downtown Phoenix?
Well, Phoenix has a great radio station that we're very proud to be part of. And they're at 90.7 FM, KRDP. And they have a great community schedule of music and talk that you would not hear anywhere else. And we're happy all of the radio stations we're on have that kind of diverse programming. And the folks at KRDP also have a web service called Indie Community Radio that they run the whole time, too. So it's fun to try to... These days, it can be harder to find radio that not only is original, but that is community focused. So it makes
very much. You're right. Very much. Yes.
So we're happy to be able to pick that up.
But tell all of us then, because I'm picturing, as probably many of your audio listeners are at this very time, that people are awaking. Are they awakening at 4 a.m. to hear?
In Phoenix,
Of your show? Is it live at 4 a.m. in Phoenix?
We're all live, but I believe that Phoenix is only 2 hours behind because of Arizona, and they begin carrying us at 8 a.m. their time. Which is 10 a.m. our time.
Right.
I think.
Okay, right. So they don't bring you on when you come on East Coast time.
No, but amazingly, having been at this a long time, even in the wee hours of the night or at 6 a.m. our time, it's amazing. Folks are always out there. It's really a nice... that's one thing that makes radio... Radio is a nice companion. You never know when you're going to be looking for some company. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say that I think the Wifey Type and I are going to be coming back. What I love to refer to as the River City.
Oh,
yeah. We may have to find your door and knock on your door.
We are.
And maybe the missus can share with me when we're done your location, and we can surprise those on the air to sound just like we do, but we'll be even closer than we are now.
I would like that. It's easy. We're co-located in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, right across from PNC Park. Some people like to say we're in the basement of the museum. I prefer to call it the lower level. That's where we are, the lower level.
No, this is remarkable that somehow not only have you reached out to thousands of young people through these many decades, but they've built a museum around your show.
In fact, as a longtime Pittsburgher, we are where the Buell Planetarium used to be. That built the old Buell Planetarium on the north side.
Oh, my gosh.
And I would bring my science fair exhibits out into the room I'm staring into now, and that's also where the miniature railroad village was set up. It's now in a different complex altogether.
So that's an esteemed that is esteemed soil. You are located, planted in esteemed soil.
Yes, we're just beneath the pendulum that swings back and forth. Now, I'm really happy that we're talking. It's wonderful to talk, but you did call with purpose in mind, and I'm trying, did you have an answer to one of our cats? Cat puzzles?
Yeah, I just thought I'd call and pontificate about the joy of turning this into my am I into my eighth decade. That's almost scary. If you're going into your 20s, you're going into your third decade.
It is
so I'm entering into the eighth decade. That means I only have a few more decades to go. So let's see, one And let me see if I can remember, because now this was maybe 6 minutes ago. Let me see.
Well, we had a disaster. And there's actually two answers to a disaster.
A catastrophe.
That's one.
And then my wifey type came up with, I came up with a categorize.
Oh, yes, categorize of for sort. What about to speed up?
Catapult.
Oh, that's good. I had a
Was that not your...
It's great. I had a different answer in mind. I'm not going to say what it is yet because somebody else might have it. But that's great. Catapult would to be to speed something up.
Right, right. Yes. Well, this has just been a wonderful little slice of my continual... I think I'm going to probably stop, as I wouldn't recommend anyone else to just stop after 15 days of birthday celebration, but
you should continue.
It's coming up soon, and I may have had enough for the month of June, capped off by this slice of my life, revisiting Pittsburgh radio and a cherished voice from my... I think we're probably around the same generation.
Yes.
You and I became young adults in the 70s, and it's just been wonderful to visit again with you, Larry.
It is. Hold on, and I'll have Ricky give you the address or make sure you know where we're located.
I could bring some of the cake. I have it in a bin that would preserve some of the freshness. Oh. I think it'd only be 4 weeks old, but we could bring it along with us. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wifey type is nodding. Yes, let's do that.
Cake's cake. We'll eat any kind of cake. Well, hang on, Frederick, and she'll give you a link or the address. Ricky, you can pick that up. Frederick would like to know exactly. Just give him our street address, if you could. Ricky was looking at me saying, huh? What? How nice. Frederick of Maine. I hope Frederick will call back. Categorize. Alan got that. Mick also thought of catapult as to speed up, as did Jim in Crafton Heights. I was thinking of catalyze. Catalyze. Bruce thought speed up is catch up, and he had catastrophe for disaster. The best day of the week he gave as a clue is Caturday. Kathy, librarian, also came up with catalog. Jim gave the clue carpentry tool or duplicate. I'm going to think about that for a little bit. Alan had catch up as well. A carpentry tool or a duplicate? I don't know the answer to that one. A carpentry tool. Carpentry tool. Hopefully Gail has it. I see Gail is texting us. No, it's not a cataclysm. That's another catastrophe. Jim, send us the answer so we're not left hanging. We've given all of the correct answers. Sometimes I'll just try to Google these really quickly. I'm not seeing anything obvious. We're going to give you another moment. Jim, let us... I know Jim will... let us know. Meanwhile, I'll let you know that we are broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIU, PFM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, FM Grove City, WCUC, FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio. Don't forget, Ricky, tell Frederick he's to bring cake. And Jim in Crafton Heights tells us that the answer, he sent it in here. Gail says, is it a cat paw tool? And Jim says, indeed, it's a cat's paw. I don't know about you. I was concerned that we were not going to have the